One day, Rodney Gibson had an idea. He wanted to recreate NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Series. Rodney is music director at Morris Innovative High School in Dalton, and this year, he is giving his music technology students the chance to learn how to stage their own Tiny Desk concerts in the school library. Last month, I spoke with Rodney and two of his students, Jackie Perez and David Lizcano.
Rodney, Jackie, David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Rodney, tell us more about this class. Tell us more about this Tiny Desk project.
Well, the class is music technology, and the whole focus of the class is to get them familiar with the other side of performance, the behind the scenes, the producing of it, the audio engineering, the recording engineering. We have three levels of this class. We have a beginning music tech where I just teach them the basics. We have the intermediate, the class that these two students are in. We do a little bit more hands-on. And then the advanced class, I haven't had a chance to teach an advanced class yet. And that focuses a little bit more on, it's just fully immersed into the music production side. But last semester, when I was thinking about ways that I can assess my students in that class, I was just thinking about it. And I had my YouTube open and was just listening to music, just random play. And an artist by the name of Snow Allegra, that video came up, and it was a Tiny Desk concert, NPR Tiny Desk concert. And I was watching it. I was like, oh, well, we can do stuff like that. So I put the plan together for us to start working on that and producing that and teaching my producers the skills that they need to do that. So that's where it started.
What's the plan?
Well, the plan was to put together this concert series that we will have teachers and students come in and perform. I have my students produce it, and they will be in charge of running the board. They'll be in charge of setting up, tearing down. They'll be in charge of getting the performer ready to go. And then after that, they'll be in charge of post-production, where they would add the things that needed to be added. They would shorten it if it needs to be shortened, redo some of the things that they need to be redone. As a matter of fact, the last concert that we have, we had some technical glitches. And so the student has to come back and re-record one of the songs. And my students will be in charge of that as well. So they're learning that there's a lot that goes into putting music out there, putting video with music out there. So they're learning that there's a lot that goes into that.
Jackie, tell us more about what you have been learning in this class and with this project.
Well, starting off, it was like complicated, but overall, like Mr. Gibson here, he's been like teaching us, and right now it's been easy. And like, I know some things now that I didn't know back then. And yeah, it's at this point, it looks easy to me. Back then it was like really hard and it looked complicated, but yeah.
Have you produced your own concert yet?
The first concert we had it, Mr. Gibson was the one that was singing, and I was the one doing the music, the track, and like, yeah. And then David here, he was doing the sound track.
Yeah, he was running the soundboard.
Yeah, the soundboard. Yeah.
David, tell us a little more about that.
Well, the soundboard, we basically just fix her voice or his voice to where it wouldn't sound too high or too low. We will make it to where the speakers wouldn't be too loud, so the room wouldn't echo. There wouldn't be too much echo on Mr. Gibson's voice.
And tell us more about what else you've been learning in this class and with this project.
In the very beginning, we really didn't want to touch any of the machines because we thought we would mess something up. But after a few days, we will start working a little bit pace by pace. We will get used to it to the point where we would feel comfortable using the machines. But it was all thanks to Mr. Gibson. He taught us everything that we need to know.
David and Jackie, what would each of you like to learn, and what would you like to do with what you learn after you're done with Mr. Gibson's class?
For me, I like the post-production, like hearing the song and then like changing or adding some things. I feel like I'm more into that and just hear the final product overall. And that's what I like. But oh yeah, the soundboard is great too, because like you could adjust the tone and everything. But yeah, I like both of them. And I feel like in the future, like I do like hearing music, and I might do some maybe in the future for me.
And David?
Overall, I like the soundboard better because that just fixes up your voice. And like, you can put echo on it. You can put pretty much anything on your voice. It's pretty fun. There's a lot of buttons you can press. I would like to record my own voice, make it so the internet can see it, because I make lyrics, but I still don't sing, but I can rap.
Rodney, what have you learned out of this experience teaching these students?
I'm always ambitious when it comes to stuff like this. I've learned that my students, that I can actually, you know, put trust in them and that they can do what I ask them to do. And it's not something that is far-fetched. And although at the beginning, when I say, hey, we're going to do this, and I showed them a video of it, and they were probably like, I don't know if we can do that. But I've learned just to, like, you know, once I showed them that, you know, I can put trust in them. I believe that I could just stand in the background and have them run everything, and it will turn out great. I have the confidence in all of my students, and I taught them all how to run the board and taught them how to run the music and set up the sound system and put in-ears in the performers. I've taught them how to use microphones, which microphones to use, which microphones not to use. So I'm very confident, and I might do that the last one that we have. It's just stand back and just let them run everything. And I've learned to put that confidence in them. So, and to try certain things that are kind of like out of the box. I'm not an in the box person. I can be when I need to be, but I'm learning to step out of the box more. So, and this was an out of the box thing, and it's yielding some very good rewards for what these students are doing. I call them our producers. So it's yielding some rewards for them and for me. So that's what I've learned.
All right. Rodney, Jackie, David, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Bassett. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Tiny Desk concert videos from the class will be uploaded to the YouTube channel for Morris Innovative High School.